doing.
So one can see that even that moment can be object of understanding. Otherwise, never become sotapanna.
Which moment?
Because
any moment.
Daily life. Daily life. Yeah. Your own life, your real life. Otherwise, the lopa just confine you to some actions in the day, trying to only this or that. But then you cannot see your own accumulation at all. Lopa cannot give way to very natural happenings in one's life when there's such idea. That's why one should be very courageous, because once one has heard about the teachings, it's there, developed by its own, by conditions. Even at that very moment, there can be conditions for sati, because all the conditions are there. It just takes time to get away from lopa, to perform the function of being aware naturally. Even right now, naturally, see? And that is the real one, not the fake one.
This is the first time I've looked at the Dharma in this sort of depth. Awareness for me has been on a grosser level, not on the moment-by-moment level you've been talking about.
We talk about one characteristic at a time, not one moment at a time. Yeah.
Okay. Seems one can go through the day bumping into things or being rude to people or kicking things over and say, oh, it's okay, it's a crystal moment, I'm aware I just did that. So what shifts you beyond that kind of, just as long as I'm having crystal moments, then it's okay?
All realities are anatta. Mm-hmm. One always forget. So one try to have something as rule or way to help or to have awareness. Forget all these things. But read or listen and consider correctly in order to understand what is meant by reality. No self, anatta, conditioned. So whatever appears is conditioned.
I think it's to do with whatever appears, that some effort has to be made, it seems to me, to look beyond just the self as to what's appearing. You know, that there's not
when there is thinking, when there is thinking with the idea of self, it's like that. But now all realities, even effort, has performed its function already. All jetasikas, all of them, not I at all. But whenever there is thinking, I would try. Or I shall try, or I am trying, but actually all jetasikas perform their functions already. No place, no room for anything else to do at all. But thinking is there because there is doubt or there is I who think about developing understanding. But actually the sankhara jetasikas, the 50 of them, develop. Even right now, it's not I'm thinking or understanding or trying to consider. The jitasikas consider already. We don't have to go back or revise or rewind. Yeah.
I feel I need to make some effort.
Effort is there.
I need to make some effort to be attuned to my...
Effort arises and falls away.
No, but to be attuned to my environment so I don't bump into things and I don't offend people.
That is thinking. See? But at moment of bumping,
yes,
conditioned, there is also virya jetasikas and other jetasikas already. No one can stop the arising of any jetasika which has to arise. Yeah. At the moment of I should try, actually at that moment, the jetasikas think to try, think of trying.
Do you think that bumping into or not bumping into things is any indication of sati at all?
I try to be aware of not bumping into things, not offending people.
I think we all do, to the best of our ability, yeah, also.
So what's going on, but there is my question.
Good. I think if one is considerate of the interests of other people, that is a level of kusala.
Mm-hmm.
One is, have a goodwill towards other people, one wouldn't want to bump into them or distress them unnecessarily. But that is one kind of awareness, one use of the term awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So when Ajahn talks about awareness in the teachings, the reference to sati, which is the Pali term, which we translate as awareness. What Ajahn is saying is that that awareness is something different from the conventional idea of awareness. You might ask about conventional awareness, but Ajahn will answer in terms of awareness at the level of the teachings, because that would be seen as more difficult to understand.
But ultimately more helpful.
Ultimately
more helpful.
So I think the question is, it's all very well to talk about awareness of the realities, but what about awareness of our surroundings in our daily life and consideration of other people? Isn't that important also?
Yeah, it depends on what we mean by the word awareness, because when we talk about awareness, the sati in Pali, it has to be wholesome only. For example, there is seeing and touching. Awareness is moment of attending to the characteristic of reality as not self. As not self, not as I, who is aware. So it depends on the meaning of awareness in Pali word. Because when it's the reality which is awareness or sati, it has to be wholesome.
So attending as not self?
Nothing is self. If reality has its own characteristic, its own function.
Could we say that if we are concerned about bumping into people and would naturally find ways to control our behavior, that would still go on and could still go on without contradicting the teachings and the need to understand realities as it is?
Any moment of kusala citta must have sati.
Does it relate to what we were saying earlier about knowing accumulations, just this moment also, and when developing awareness, not minding what the accumulation is, because you're just conditioned down, it's not
and
self anyway?
It depends on understanding too. Anyone who does not understand reality as it is can have awareness at level of kusala citta, which is not the level of understanding reality at that moment as a reality.
But could we say that kusala at the more conventional level is a support for the development of...
Again. Again and again. Helping, hoping. What about understanding? That's all. Yeah. The best thing is to understand, not to wish.
Because moments of kindness or consideration or metta are moments of kindness or consideration or metta. If there's no understanding of them as conditioned dharmas, then...
It seems like when it's not, you don't develop or have it.
Linking to results is a big problem.
Yeah, that's why all the teachings of Buddha are concerned with attachment. When it comes to attachment, it's wrong. It's not the teachings at all.
A friend always says he knows energy is needed, but he knows it is just a conditioned phenomenon and not self. But I will not help him when I say, is it still self? How can I help others to realize that it is still an idea of self who has energy and intention? I find that very difficult.
When does he know?
After he's done it.
Not at the moment when it's there.
I don't know.
See?
How to help?
The question is when? When do you know that? Thinking?
When you reflect on it, what you've done.
Yeah? So it's only thinking.
You will be irritated.
Irritated is real. A reality, does he know that? See, he better know everything as different reality.
But we have to guide step by step. We cannot straight say something like that.
Can you change the reality? Help him to understand, not help him to misunderstand.
This morning Nina and I were having a chat about concerns about the future and what will happen when this and this happens. I mean, it seems we know that if there's awareness and understanding of reality now, it's enough. We know this in theory, and yet it's almost like we think we need to think or worry about the future. So it's like lack of confidence sometimes in awareness at
and
this moment.
Lack of conditions to understand reality right now. No. That's why the sanya of with understanding reality should be very well established in order to condition direct awareness.
Sanya of understanding of reality should be well established.
As seeing is anatta.
How does sanya become well established?
Hearing, considering, understanding.
Understanding directly.
Later.
So it's not just the understanding that develops, it's other jhetasikas. I'm interested in jhetasikas, hearing more about jhetasikas.
What kind of jhetasikas?
Well, I was thinking before when we were talking.
Which one? There are many.
There are many.
So which one?
Well, just hearing about them, because it's the jhetasikas that we take for self, isn't it?
All of them.
All of them mixed up is what. And yet, when I read the Abhidhamma, it's citta and seven jhetasikas at a moment of seeing.
In order to understand that there is no self there, there are only citta and seven jhetasikas.
It's that sanya. You were talking about sanya developing. How did it go? Sanya must develop to see
to understand the anattaness. No one can condition seeing at will by anyone, but only by conditions seeing can arise.
Sanya of the understanding of reality.
Oh, okay, sanya of the But it's the understanding that's the important one.
It can experience Nibbana once it's fully developed.
If there's not the hearing at this level of the Dhamma, then there's shooting off in all other directions wanting it. It's only when there's hearing about this that I can really get a grip on it. And then it's...
Until it's firm, well-established sanya.
And this is why, until it's really firm, why there needs to be just so much hearing and considering and reading and reflection.
I've spoken about this before. I don't do much reading of suttas. I don't do much reading of suttas.
And know how much you know or understand to see that sutta is very deep and very subtle too. Because without Abhidhamma, can there be sutta?
Well, I can say no, but that's not quite my
That's why one should read sutta with understanding of Abhidhamma. Otherwise, it seems like there is I while one is reading.
That's what I mean. And if I hear Dhamma at this level, much more often, it's a level that we don't hear very much of.
That's right.
Just going back to sanya, in the early stages, is it more likely that sanya remembers the thinking about a reality? So, for example, softness, as we said, if there's the experience of softness, there'll be much thinking about softness, perhaps as a reality. And then may later, sanya remembers that thinking about, but not the direct object.
Can we say that sanya remembers everything, every moment?
That's what
I'm not saying. Every moment. Yeah. Like now. See? You know what's what by sanya. Not you who remembers, but it's sanya which remembers.
So we look at different people here.
Yeah.
And we know he is so-and-so, he is so-and-so. But we forget that it's sanya. not self, but we forget just I remember or here I recognize. But it is not a wrong view with Lobha Mula Citta always.
It can arise with all types of citta, kusala, akusala, vipaka, kriya.
It can arise with Lobha Mula Citta without wrong view, that I recognize her or her or her, and forgetfulness also.
Yeah. Asotapanna also knows who's who.
But lots of forgetfulness.
It depends on who.
Yeah.
Nina, the other day, I think before you joined us, Kunsuchin was talking about the behavior of chittas, vijnana charya, and how chittas carry on from life to life with or without panya and the vijnana charya. But you said this charya, this behavior of chittas, has nothing to do with charita or characters.
Buddha can talk about realities by different means or ways. Otherwise, they must be just the same, exactly the same. Yeah.
But when we talk about character or charita, actually, it's also just the behavior of chittas. So it seems.
In a day? Oh, yeah. After birth, there must be seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, the six doorways, the ahetuka chittas. This is charya.
Charya, okay. Of chitta. Yeah. Right. Whereas when we talk about the charita or characters, referring just to the accumulations of kusala and akusala.
The characteristic of each reality.
I'm just trying to clearly understand the distinction. So when we're talking about the behavior of chittas or charya, it's the nature of each chitta.
It's the behavior of chitta from birth to death.
Including
that there must be seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting in a day, every day. And that is the charya of chitta.
And charita.
Yeah, that is charita.
That is the accumulations, yes.
So now, ภาษาไทยดีไหมคะ?